The feel-good start to your day.
This is Lee Faulkner.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
And this is our catch-up podcast. G'day, it's Lee Faulkner. And coming up, we will revisit some of the best bits over the last week, including our topical topic chat we had last Thursday. The boys are on the smelly boot, so you can catch up to find out how we did go as far as our tips are concerned and get involved in a bit of the fun. Speaking of the rugby league, our man Dobbo, boy, did he have some fun with that interview with Latrell Mitchell. Well, we spoke to him after that weekend. So we'll also hear from Garth Hamilton about a bill that he proposed right here on our show over 12 months ago that will become Liberal Party policy. Our producer, Robbie, he has put together a little movie review for you, and we'll have a great little Friday foodies about a new location you can go and check out. But we kick it off with a chat that we had with some of the cast of the Empire Theatre's major production for 2024, Cinderella. It's a very good morning to Shannon Gralo, to Gabriel Tiller, and to Tim Hill. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning, Lee.
Okay. This very, very exciting production of the Rodgers and Hammerstein version of Cinderella. And as I found out, we're doing a little bit of research about Cinderella. I mean, this tale, you know, dates back to BC, which is quite extraordinary. And my producer suggested I was there for the first performance of that too. So thank you very much, Robbie. but Shannon, this particular version, this was aired on TV in the 1950s in the US. 100 million people watching Julie Andrews in the role that that you play as Cinderella. So, I mean, magnificent, isn't it? I mean, it's got such a wonderful history to this character. There must be a lot for you to be able to immerse yourself in.
Yeah. I mean, the original tale is still there. All the threads and bits and pieces connect. But I think this version is really special because it does just modernise it a little bit more, makes it a little bit more relatable for people today as opposed to in the 1950s.
Absolutely right. So, and Tim, as the director, just give us an idea. Is there some little different twists and pieces in this than that one? If people have watched that version, they'll get the sort of similar scenario, obviously, with a lot of the songs that people will know. But there's a few different bits and pieces in this one as well, yeah?
There definitely are. So that original version, while it still has all the beautiful Rodgers and Hammerstein music to it, the script has been rewritten. And this, while it's still the classic Cinderella fairy tale we all know, there's some really interesting little twists, which I can't give too much away.
No, don't!
But it definitely brings this story to the present time. And
yes,
I think we'll really read with a modern audience.
That's great. Love to hear that. Gabriel, you play the prince, so the other sort of title, a role there as far as this story is concerned. And for you, I mean, what have you found most enjoyable about the rehearsal? I mean, you've done right up to full dress rehearsal. Was that tonight?
Yes. So we've actually got our first little preview tonight.
So
our first taste of an audience.
Yes.
So we'll be able to get all the comic timing and stuff down.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you would be familiar with the probably the Walt Disney version, like most people growing up,
you
sort of see that. And then you get in and you find out there's a little bit more to it, and then all the songs and all that sort of stuff. You're enjoying the process?
I actually much prefer this version to the Walt Disney version.
Okay.
I think just because a lot of the characters have more dimension to them. I think the themes, as Tim and Shannon were saying before, the themes translate to a modern audience a lot better with quite a whip-smart sort of script.
I love that. Now, how long have you been rehearsing this, guys? How long has this been going on for that you've been doing the rehearsals in the lead up?
Eight weeks
of rehearsals. Yeah. And I've got a little clip here, which this is the first time that you two actually sang this song. This song is part of it. What's the song called again?
Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful, is
very,
the name
very
of it.
Good. So this was the first time you two sing this together, and this is before rehearsals even start, is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, let's have a listen to this.
Are you a sweet invention of a lover's dream? Or are you really as wonderful as you?
my favourite time of the week because we get to talk all things food with Kristen O'Brien from Dine Darling Downs. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, yay. And I know you're partial, like most of us, to a good glass of wine on the odd occasion. So the announcement of a new venue that's open this week in Toowoomba, it's definitely going to be on yours and I think a lot of people's lists.
Look, it sure will be, Lee. It's true. I do love catching up with friends, I'll admit to it, for a glass of wine. And if you do too, then Bella Vino Wine Room, that's a bit of a mouthful, but a fantastic place. It's going to be one of your new favourite places to go, Lee, and it's opening today.
It looks great. This is in the historic Clifford House building in Russell Street, just up the road from us here, which is very convenient. Also home of iconic Gipps Restaurant, and it's a cosy little bar, seats 25 people. So if you want to try Bello Vino Wine Room, it's a good idea to book first.
Yeah, definitely book if you want to try out this brand new bar. And look, when you're there, you get to try a selection of hand-picked wines with the founder and wine connoisseur herself. Her name's Isabella Barber. She's the owner of this fantastic wine room. And Lee, I have to say, she knows absolutely everything there is to know about wine.
So we're talking about a diverse range of wines from some of the best wineries right across Australia, even international wines as well. And you can add to that a charcuterie board. Thank you for letting me say that. Some delicious cheeses, olives, other small tapas style eats. You'll find all of that on the menu. That sounds perfect.
It does. Yeah. A really cozy catch up. Only 25 seats. So make sure you book. To find out more, check out their website. It's bellavino.au. The Bella Vino Wine Room, a great new addition to the Toowoomba foodie scene. I'm going to be there straight away.
Very excited to check it out. They're open Thursday to Saturday, so it means you can go along today, but do book. And if you want to make plans for the weekend, check out dinedarlingdowns.com.au, social media pages, and of course, always here on a Friday, Friday Foodies. So, Kristen O'Brien, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Lee.
For those of you old enough to remember, like great Bill Collins, our very own Bill Collins here. Triple M is producer Rob, and he's joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning, producer Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Look at that. Your own theme music now. How about that?
Yeah, I like that.
Now, you're in here to tell us a little bit about a big movie that you've gone to see at Event Cinemas Grand Central.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see this one on the VMAX?
I did.
So this is on the big screen, the 72-channel sound, the whole thing. And this is a sequel.
Yes.
Okay. So there's always a little bit of concern over sequels. Was it good enough to be a part of the franchise?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The movie we are talking about is Dune Part 2.
In the shadows of Arrakis lie many secrets. But the darkest of them all may remain. The end of House Atreides.
Your father didn't believe in revenge.
Well, it shapes up to be, you know, quite a interesting looking film. Now, give us just the basic concept of Dune.
Lots of sand.
Right. So this is a planet that is just sand?
Yes. Yeah, so
and there's monsters under the sand.
It's a planet called Arrakis.
Yes.
Which is, just a completely desert planet.
So like BA?
BA.
BA Arrakis? Isn't he in the A team?
It's BA Barrakis.
Oh, yeah, whatever. All right. Righto, sorry.
And there's giant worms that sort of come up and sort of swallow anything that's moving on the sand.
Fantastic. Okay,
it's really cool.
Now, this was originally a movie from the 1980s. I'm sure that there was a version of this back in the day.
Yeah, it was a book series by Frank Herbert. David Lynch made a movie of it in the 80s.
Right.
It's a really strange movie, mostly because David Lynch made it, but also because Dune is a very strange book.
Okay,
and it's a pretty big deal for the cinema community that they actually managed to make a good cinematic adaptation of this book.
With all the new CGI now, things will be very, very different. Mm. And now we have a sequel. Are there more movies in this franchise coming, or is this it?
Possibly. Okay. They're looking at making maybe a third one called Dune Messiah.
Yep.
Depending on how well this one does, obviously. And then Away you go from
How
there.
Many rubber chickens out of five?
I'd probably give it about 4.5 rubber chickens.
Four and a half rubber chickens. The federal member for Groom, Garth Hamilton, joined us with some great news about a bill proposed right here on this show.
Morning, Lee.
You've got some very good news because a little over 12 months ago, you and I were sitting here still talking about youth crime as we continue to do. But there were some things going on behind the scenes. We will walk with you. And another very positive thing that you were looking at was trying to introduce a bill that would see punishments to those bragging about their crimes on social media. And you've got some news for us on that this morning.
Look, I do, and it's a good Toowoomba story, but yeah, I do remember, Lee, you know, we saw those horrible crimes rock through our city there, and you and I just sitting there scratching our heads thinking we're just two dads wanting to see our town come back to us, wanting to see the good things return to Toowoomba. So I think this was what, about February, March?
That's right.
Last year.
Yes.
And one of the things I did, I sat down with Voices of Victims group. There's a local group who's just trying to get victims of crime voices heard by governments. And they sat down with me and they pointed out that all these crimes are getting committed. They're then getting posted on social media. And they're not just bragging about it. I mean, that's bad enough as it is. But it's effectively recruiting the next generation of young criminals coming through. Yeah. You know, kids that are 8 years old are seeing these crimes being committed. They think they're cool, and then they're doing copycat crimes and copycat videos. So, look, I put together a bill. I took it to the parliament. I said, I think we should, you know, get rid of this. We should stop this. And for a year, I banged that drum, and I had the help of people like yourself, the Voices of Victims groups. I had all sorts of advocates. I had the police in behind it. It was really a local Toowoomba story, and I'm very proud. Next week, it's getting introduced. The Liberal Party has taken it up, and if and when we do win government, it'll become a law of the land.
That is fantastic.
This is a great Toowoomba story, a great Toowoomba win, and I just thank everyone out there who got in behind it, who bought it to me, and then supported me all the way through with it. This is a good next step.
Absolutely brilliant to hear that, and well done to you. Like a dog with a bone, you were with that, and you got this over the line. And good on Peter Dutton for seeing the merit in it. And definitely, it'll be an election issue. There is no doubt about that because crime. Yeah. Unfortunately, we are still talking about the same level of violent youth crime in our part of the world: break-ins, car thefts, and so forth. The impost on our local business community still continues to be way too much for us to accept. So well done on that.
Brilliant goal! Your favourite footy tipsters are back. The Smelly Boot on the Darling Downs Triple M.
And helping us to get through the rest of round two for 2024, Gov, good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very good. And Paul Solid, Reedy K&R Plumbing Supplies of the Western Clydesdales. G'day, mate.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Okay, the curse may be officially over. We all tipped the Broncos. They had a good win over South last night, who remain at the bottom of the table. Not how Jason Demetriou and the team would have been wanting to start out there. But there is plenty more to talk about for round two. The first game that we'll see tonight, 5 o'clock, PointsBet Stadium. This is the Sharks and the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs were woeful last week, and I can't see them improving. I'm on the Sharks. Am I assuming all three of us are on the Sharks?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Dogs were woeful.
Yeah, solid.
Yeah, I didn't think they showed much for going forward. So, and the Sharks were very impressive against the Warriors. So let's go with the Sharks. Same team by the look of it. So yep, They'll be hard to beat.
I'm on the Sharks. All three of us there. No surprises. But then we get to this one. BlueBet Stadium, 7 o'clock tonight. The Penny Panthers go in roaring favourites, $1.39. Parramatta Eels blowing out to about $3. They had a good win, but it was only over the Bulldogs. But they have a habit of beating Penrith during the season with a pretty good record there. I'll get to Solid in a moment. But Gov, any chance for the Eels tonight?
Yeah, well, look, they're last week winners, obviously, and the Panthers, they haven't kicked off yet because they got tailed up over in England or by the video ref or by the team, yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah, but they were fairly ordinary last week. I don't know whether it was a jet lag from those couple of games. The only reason I'd go for the Eels this week is for the curse, but it's dead from last night. So I'm going to go up the Panthers to bounce back at the graveyard.
Look, I find it hard to tip against the Panthers to lose twice in a row early in the season. But stranger things have happened. Righto, Solid. We know what he's like. Stick solid with his team all year. What's going to happen tonight?
Yeah, look, you know I'm an Eels man through and through, and I love to stick solid with my team. And I think the Eels have come up with a really good side. We do play very good against Penrith. They're not in the best state at the moment.
I can hear a butt coming here, Gov.
Yeah. No, no, no. So I'm going to go with the Panthers to just get up over the Eels.
Solid as a rock. He's dead set Wagner's concrete, this bloke. Absolutely solid. And of course, I'm on the Panthers as well. Now, let's move on. GIO Stadium.
Yeah, what did you just say then? You're on Panthers as well.
All three of us.
You fell quicker than origami.
I am jumping on for the curse only. You know that. It's the curse only.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, what are we going to do the butch up? GIO Stadium, Canberra Raiders, West Tigers. According to the bookies, this one a little bit closer. I still fancy the Raiders there at GIO Stadium at any time. I'm on them. Gov?
Yeah, sorry, Butch. Look, the Raiders were really good last week, and I think they can continue again this week.
Okay. Solid?
Yeah, I think the Tigers got their 2 points last week against the Bears, so I'm going to go with the Raiders to be too strong.
Then we go north. Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you, the text message is already coming. Queensland Country Bank Stadium, 4:30, North Queensland Cowboys, Newcastle Knights. The Cowboys look specials there. I'm on them. I was disappointed with the Knights last week at their home game. Which way are you going on this one, Solid?
Yeah, they were pretty ordinary, the Knights. They showed little patches of brilliance, but not enough throughout the game. And I think the Cowboys are going to build this year. They won't have a year like last year. I'm going to go with the Cowboys only just.
All right. Are we putting the curse on them, Gov?
Yeah, I agree with you, Blakes. The Knights were ordinary last week. They got to travel to the Heat. So, yeah, tough assignment. Cows.
Okay. We've got three big games to talk about. We'll do that straight after this one. It's an Awesome 80s Friday. And it is the Smelly Boots Round 2. Gov and Paul Solid Reedy joining us. The next game that we are looking at in these final three games of the weekend, 6:35 Amy Parker on Saturday. Melbourne Storm and the Warriors. The Storm, I think they're going to be looking to bounce back pretty quickly. But still, no Cameron Munster after slipping over in the shower. Trebojevic style. I'm wondering whether they can do it without him. I'm still tipping them at home. Gov, you agree with that?
Yeah, look, the Warriors didn't show much fight at home last week. Although their record at Amy Park isn't that bad up against the Storm. But as you said, without Munster, I think the Storm will just be too good.
All right, Solid.
Yeah, I thought they went well. I thought Jonah Pezza played well. Ryan Pappenhausen back to some of his best. And Christian Walsh off the bench was absolutely fantastic for him. So I reckon they'll get up over the Warriors as well.
Sunday then, Four Pines Park, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This looks a cracker from what we saw last weekend in the trials. Manly and the Roosters say, gee whiz, toss of a coin. I'll wait and hear what you blokes say. Solid, well, who are you on?
Yeah, this is going to be a real good game. I'm really looking forward to it. Manly were fantastic over in LA, so were the Roosters. Roosters look like they've got a really good team. I know Spencer Lanu's out, but geez, you bring back Warira Hargroves. What a side. Look, I'm going to go with the Roosters. I thought they were very, very tough against the Broncos. If they play that style of football, they'll be too good for the Eagles.
Sounds good to me. What do you think, Gov?
Yeah, look, Manly, Roosters and Solid, they're all winners over in Vegas, so can't wait for Solid's race day shout for the Smelly Boot team. That's going to be a big day out, so... But I agree with Solid. I think the Roosters in a tough game.
All right, me too. Then I'll jump on them. And there you go, Manly. You've just got a free hit home. And then KO Stadium, the poor old Dolphins. They got absolutely smacked last week, and yet here they are, head to head, according to the bookies, with St George, who are at the moment top of the table for about 5 minutes, and then it's all gone. It's going down. No, what am I talking about? No, they're not. You didn't win last week. What are you talking about? Yes, you did. No,
I sent you the they of the flogged ladder,
them.
My friend.
You had a flogging last week. You absolutely flogged them last week. They haven't updated the app here, so they haven't got you on the top of the table.
Fall over in the shower and bump your head, did you,
Lee? You'd think so, wouldn't you? You flogged the Titans 28-4 last week, and they, for some reason, they haven't got you on the points on the ladder. Right, KO Stadium, St George versus Dolphins. I'm on the Dragons. Sorry, Gov. Obviously, that's where you're going. Solid, what are we going to do to him?
Yeah, well, I looked up the ladder too, and I was trying to find where St George was, and I start at the bottom like you always do with the Dragons. I worked my way up to the top, and I sort of got tired, but I'm going to get on them. I reckon the Dragons, you know, they'll be the Easter Premiers again this year and then start to slip down the ladder. So, yeah, I'm all over the Dragons.
Sorry, bud. Sorry, Gov. Sorry. We know where you go. We don't need to hear it. Dobbo, mate, a little bit of a tirade there from our man Latrell. Do you think, and I've listened to this quite a few times. I heard it on the night, and I've listened a few times, and I'm thinking to myself, did he know exactly what he was doing? It doesn't seem like a bloke that was just going off and got caught up in the heat of the moment. It seemed to me that he was being very selective with his language, and perhaps it was a bit of a knockback at those that had been knocking him recently.
Oh, listen, good morning, Lee. Good morning, Toowoomba and the Darling Downs. He 100% knew what he was doing. And look, I mean, is it the worst thing that's happened in the game of rugby league? No. Is it a slap on the wrist? Maybe. He dropped 5 F-bombs in 30 seconds. He then said, I don't care that I'm swearing.
Yes.
He knew that. It was live radio.
Yes.
It was immature.
Yes.
Was it brattish?
Yep. Yes.
But was it the worst crime that's ever happened in the NRL? Absolutely not. So, I mean, what we know is that Latrell Mitchell is one of the best players in the game. He's also the face of the Indigenous sportsman and the face of the game. And a lot of young kids look up to him, a lot of parents, a lot of people. And I think it was a bad look on Latrell, but I don't think he actually cared.
No.
That's the thing. I'm not being rude to Latrell. I like him. He's a really good bloke. He's got a rural background. We talk a lot about cattle when I speak to him. I just think he had a brain snap in those moments. He scored 100th try. He doesn't care. And look, does he get a slap on the wrist? Yes. Has the media then taken this? And are we always looking for a villain? Oh, I'd say this is more that than anything.
Yes, exactly right. At the end of the day, the biggest concern is that they're 0-2 South Sydney.
Yeah, and they got the Roosters, and that game yesterday between Manly and the Roosters was of high quality.
Yes,
they were very, very good. Manly were exceptional to win 21-14, and I thought that. But the Roosters, we saw what they did to Brisbane the week before.
Yep.
There's every possibility the Roosters might be 0-3, and it's interesting in today's paper now that the drums are beating already, and 2 weeks into the NRL Premiership, and the drums are beating, is Jason Demetrio the right coach going forward for the Rabbitohs? I mean, this is a proud club with a very, very staunch history, and they don't handle mediocrity. They missed the 8 last year, the Rabbitohs. They've got some big personalities. We know the Cody Walkers. We know the Latrell Mitchells. We know what they do. And now we're having to see whether or not the coach is up to it. I mean, watch this space, because it could get real ugly real.
Did you hear about...
I'm not sure I agree.
864 Triple M's Topical Topics.
You can't say that.
Thanks to Lily's Artisan.
8:10, and a big thanks to the team there at Lily's Artisan, and a big thanks to our guests that we welcome in help us to discuss these topical topics. General Manager of the Empire Theatre, Juliana Bunnell, good morning to you.
Hello, hello, Lee.
Very exciting time for you. Working
Absolutely.
With Lord Faulkner, I'm talking about, of course, with the upcoming production of Cinderella happening with the opening night tomorrow night. And from Nine Darling Downs, Kristen O'Brien, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How are you going?
I'm great. Okay, now coming up, we will be discussing another topical topic around dinner parties and perhaps charging people, even your family, to come over for one. But in the meantime, this has gone national and international thanks to somebody taking a little video inside Grand Central's event cinemas a couple of weeks back. It was featured in the project the other night there, and so they've had it on their social media page. It's been going hot, and so it's got all over the place. And it's a video of somebody getting the dogs out while they sit back in a recliner to watch a movie. Now, it's quite possible they might have wore thongs or slides into the movies, and as soon as they've got in the chair, they've kicked them off and they're just sitting back bare feet. It's been very divisive, this, with some people saying, yeah, you know, it's Queensland, like, you know, give them a break. Many others saying, come on, you're not in your home. Now, Juliana, are we expecting anybody to get the dogs out on Friday night at the opening night of Cinderella there at the Magnificent Empire Theatre?
Oh, look, I absolutely hope not. I hope those slippers are kept on through the entire performance.
But, I mean, Cinderella had hers out.
Look, yes.
She lost a slipper and went home with the bare foot.
Glass slippers.
What if she had to call into the shops on the way home into 7-Eleven or something to pick something up? She would have had to go in sand shoes. You know, this is a story as old as man itself.
Oh, look, however, I do know those slippers were put straight back on, I must say, very, very quickly. So, no, this is absolutely outrageous. I don't think I could even sit next to someone who did take their shoes and socks off, especially if I was eating food.
Well, and you can, of course, at the cinema.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. You bring in your, you know, you've got your Jaffers to roll down the aisle. If we still do that, I don't know. Showmates there, Kristen, and your popcorn and whatever else. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the person next to you slides off the slides and they're just sitting there with the toeies out.
No, it's a hard no from me. I mean, there's comfortable and there's comfortable. You're not at home. You're out in public. Keep your shoes on or your thongs on and not in a cinema. There's just something, oh, I don't know. And as Juliana was saying, you're eating. You know, I don't want to look at someone's smelly old feet while I'm eating my popcorn. I want to enjoy the movie. But no, shoes on, please.
Is it, just quickly, is it relative to where you are? Because I'm wondering if the cinema was, say, I don't know, Noosa, and you've been out the beach and then you're coming in and you've got the kids and you're going to watch a movie and whatever else and you maybe got the thong. Is it different because it's there? Just a quick yes or no, or, you know, because we are in this, you know, regional area. Juliana, any difference or does it not matter where you are? Rules are rules.
Rules are rules, keep them on. I say. Keep them on. Keep them to yourself.
Okay. Beachside, keep them on.
No, keep them on.
Okay.
Definitely.
There you go. All right. I must admit, I'm with you on this. I've got to say. Yeah, please, if you're in the cinema near me, keep your shoes on. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our little catch-up podcast featuring some of the best of the last 7 days here on Lee for Breakfast, and we've got a whole lot more coming up for you. Join us weekday mornings from 5:30 and back here on the Listener app every Wednesday.